The Crossbreed Holster Studios.
What kind of person possesses no means to defend either himself or his family?
Annoying, gun-grabbing liberals from coast to coast.
You know, what do they need all those bullets for?
He's the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
No caveman in his right mind would have ever left his cave without his club.
This is Armed American Radio.
Now, your host, Mark Walters.
Sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. How the heck are you? What a difficult week this has been, not only across America, but around the world. And as long as Islamist terrorists are allowed to roam free for fear of insulting them, out of the White House, well, we will unfortunately continue to see more atrocity like we saw in France and here, and we will see it again here. It is going to happen again. Barack Obama has proven himself to be 100% impotent. There is no little blue pill to fix this guy. And all we can do now is pray for his rapid exit, and it's coming day by day. If you ever want to know how many days there are, just head over to armedamericanradio.com. Every day in my little daily write-up on the front of the website there, I keep the countdown for you. The clock is ticking. So, but it's been a very difficult week in America. And sadly, I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel. I opened up the first hour of the broadcast with some heartfelt words. You know, I didn't really know where I wanted to go with this. I wrestled with it and struggled with it throughout the day. And I know I'm not alone. I know you struggle with it too. This is not the America you know. This is not the America you grew up with. This is Obama's America. This is all by design. Every bit of this is by design. Obama has been taking this country down this road. This is the fundamental transformation of America that the man told you about before he was elected. And sadly, many of you fell for his soaring rhetoric. And we find ourselves where we are today. Divided, unlike anything I can recall in my lifetime, probably not been this divided since the 1850s. Take that one to the bank. Let's go to my next guest, and I've got him for the hour, and I'm thrilled to have him for the hour. This is a man who really, literally has the only segment named after him on the show after all these years. Because it is an experience. When Alan Corwin is on the program, Alan, together, the two of us, we're close friends. We've appeared at many of the same venues over the years. I've worked at his booth with him at the gun shows in Phoenix. And there's nobody better at telling you the way it is in the way he can do it than Alan Corwin. It truly is an experience. That's why we welcome the Alan Corwin experience back to Armed American Radio. Alan's always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks for being here. I know you were at another gun show. Were you out at the Crossroads? Was it a Crossroads show today?
Crossroads of the West show. I'm exhausted,
the best in the
as
business.
Usual, but I couldn't turn you down, Mark. And I think I have an experience and a half for you. And like the time I told you that Thomas Jefferson was wrong, and you remember that, some of your listeners do, I have some things going up at gunlaws.com that people aren't going to want to miss. And I have some things that are going to knock your socks off about Hillary.
Well,
about the Dinesh D'Souza movie, which I got to see in its pre-screening, some things that went on at the gun show, more blacks than usual at the show, several different kinds. We can discuss that without being racist. We can just look at it, and some stuff that your listeners better be sitting down, let me tell you.
You mean we can talk about black and white without being racist on Armed American Radio? Good Lord, I didn't think that was possible in America today anymore.
You know, there are different kinds of black people. Is what the youngsters today call ghetto blacks, who have a certain kind of attitude and are not real positive. And then there are American blacks who have the American way in their culture and their spirit and want to see America thrive. There's some who want Section 8 housing and buy hats that somehow have the brim attached to the side or the back, and they wear it, and they have a bad attitude. They speak Ebonics, and they are not moving America ahead, and they're staying on the plantation, and Dinesh D'Souza has them pegged. And I didn't realize this, but the Democrats are the ones who are running the plantations, and the Republicans started by Abraham Lincoln. Did you know Abraham Lincoln started the Republican Party? Did you know?
He's a very storied past.
Did you know the Republican Party is the one that voted in the Civil Rights Act against the Democrats who voted against it? Did you know that? How did the Democrats get to twist that story so badly? Did you know the Republicans were the ones that pushed for women to have the vote, and the Democrats are the one who pushed against it? The problem is they lie better than we tell the truth, and they've got it upside down. Folks, you got to see Hillary's America next weekend when it breaks between the two conventions. It will knock your socks off, this the amount of truth in one movie, but I digress. Mark, where should we start?
Well, let me start with this. You know, there are also, aren't there different kinds of white people too, Alan?
No, we're all monolithic and we're all one type and we're all racist pigs. We're all misogynist. We all hate everybody, and we should, men are pigs and deserve to die. That's the only kind there are, if you follow the mainstream media.
Thank you. That's the media portrayal. This is where I wanted to go with you. It is fascinating to me, and this is something that you and I have studied. I know you're a card-carrying journalist for how many years, Alan?
Well, I've got my 25-year Society of Professional Journalists pin, and they don't make a 30-year pin, but I think I've earned it. And I fight with these guys. In fact, they're having their ethics committee meeting in September, and I'm working on some things for that that don't inspire evil initiative. They promote these heathen criminals till they reach iconic status, and that has to stop. It's not news, and I fight with them all the time. They don't get it. They come in. I had CBS in here the other day, and all the guy wanted to do was get me to give him a line to say that when there's a criminal running loose and Americans have arms on them, like we had in Texas, that just gets in the police's way because that's what the New York Times said. And I wouldn't give him that line, and he didn't know what to do. I said, well, when there's criminals running loose, of course Americans are going to be armed. Yeah, but doesn't that make it harder on the police? I mean, that's what the New York Times says. The New York Times is the worst source of information on this possible. I said, don't you realize the New York Times never, ever says guns save lives, guns stop crime, guns are good, guns protect you, guns are why America is free. The New York Times never says that, and you want me to follow up their story? Like, what kind of a reporter are you? And he was, like, in shock. He didn't know what to do. He just wanted me to say that if there's a criminal running free, how are the police supposed to deal with the fact that decent people have guns and rifles and sidearms, and they carry them openly because a million Texans can? And Texas is getting a new law, by the way, folks. Campus carry comes online August 1, and gunlaws.com will have that described for you. We'll send it out to our subscribers. If you go to gunlaws.com, you'll get the real scoop on campus carry. Starts August 1 in Texas, and you better know what you're doing, because if you do it wrong, we'll have trouble. And if the authorities do it wrong, I don't know what we can do about them. Well, actually, I do. And we can do something about the authorities who violate that law. We have good law coming up in Texas and good law coming up in Arizona. There is so much going on, I can't talk fast enough, and I'm exhausted.
Alan, I know it's been a crazy week. It's been, wow, it's been a crazy month. It's been a crazy year. It's been a crazy 8 years under Obama.
Only if you're crazy. It's not really crazy. America's still good, and we have to make some plans. Mark, how many minutes do we have in this segment? We still have a few?
Yeah, we have got about a minute and a half in this segment. It's going to go quick, so, yeah, and I'll have to catch up. When you hear me say 30, that means literally 20.
So let me open a big can of worms, okay? And this is not something you want to do, but I'm going to get you to do it anyway. Let's prepare now for Hillary getting elected.
Okay, no, let's do that. Let's prepare for Hillary getting elected, because that is provided. We do want to go there, and I'm glad you went there. People need to understand what it is we're talking about Hillary. Go ahead.
If she gets elected, half the country or more is going to be totally depressed and bummed out. So we can wait until that happens and then be totally depressed and bummed out and go, what do we do? Or we can make the presumption that she gets elected and prepare now for what we do on the following day, and how do we prepare for that? And think about it now so that if and when it comes, the shock is already there and we've taken care of it, and then we can start to prepare. And then if we're lucky enough that it doesn't happen, okay, what did we waste? Nothing. But we've prepared. Now, I'm hoping it doesn't happen, and there are things in the stars that say it may not. But why wait to be depressed on the day after the election when we can start thinking about that now?
And well, that's called preparation. And that's something we talk about on the show all the time, preparation, avoidance, and awareness, right?
Right.
We prepare to avoid by being aware. And we're going to take that to Hillary Clinton with the great Alan Corwin. The Alan Corwin Experience continues right after this. Don't go away.
Expansion Industries is a national ammunition supply and sales company based in the Mid-Atlantic region that provides bulk sales of quality target ammunition and reloading supplies. Buy 1,000 rounds today and receive free shipping on your order. Visit Expansion Industries online at exp-ind.com and save today. We're a family-owned and faith-based company in the heart of Virginia. It's about freedom. exp-ind.com. Expansion Industries.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. Folks, I'm one of the USCCA's 135,000 proud members, and like me, the USCCA believes that the right to defend your loved ones with a gun is our God-given freedom. And in honor of the 4th of July, the USCCA is celebrating our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with a great American giveaway. Five lucky winners will receive $1,776 to purchase the gun and ammo of their choice. So what gun will you choose? Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Sig Sauer, Kimber, no matter what you choose. You can get a really great gun and still have money left over to buy all the ammo you need to break it in. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing five, which means you have five chances to win. Visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. Just think, you could get that gun you've always wanted, plus the ammo to break it in. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees. And she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
tuned in to Armed American Radio.
Look, I hate to tell you this, Democrats, but it's your party coming after our guns. Simple as that.
Don't give me that line about how outlawing guns means only outlaws will have guns. I hate that catchphrase.
Has it ever been disproven?
Regardless, it's annoying to hear people say it.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Back in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you, talking to Alan Corwin, gunlaws.com. You know, he was just talking about Dinesh D'Souza. Dinesh has been on this program before. We're going to reach out to him and have him back on the show. I'm sure he'll be thrilled to be here. We had a great time with him. And I got him to laugh on the program. I'll never forget that. I don't think that happens very often. But we had a really good conversation with Dinesh. He's on Fox News Live right now. So anyway, you can hear, if you're listening to Alan Corwin, you can read everything he puts out, page 9, all of the great work he does, the demographics of the Chicago shootings. He's got that up. He's got the little pins up on them. You know, everything you need to know, the truth, you know, the things that are hard for some people to accept and swallow, gunlaws.com, gunlaws.com. And sign up to get Alan's page 9. You'll find it one heck of a read when it shows up in your mailbox. And because things have been coming at us so fast, I know Alan is like me. It's difficult to find time to get all of your work done anymore. It's been very tough. So, Alan, welcome back to the program. The Alan Corwin Experience continues, and I know you stay busy with everything else that you've got going on and all the publications and everything that you're doing, but the page 9 is one of my favorite pieces. And having said that, let's go back to Hillary Clinton and how do we prepare for a Clinton presidency.
Well, I'm not really sure, and I'm going to assemble a whole bunch of intellectual, politically involved individuals here in the Phoenix metro area where I am, and pretend that it's November 9th. I think the election's November 8th. November 9th, and assume that she was elected. And I know if that happens, the whole country is going to be depressed, or half the country, more than half the country, is going to be hopelessly depressed as we think about the Supreme Court and all the promises she made to turn the country socialist and the effects of Bernie and the effects of, you ready for this, the UN arms trade treaty,
right,
which she will want to implement and put our guns under international control, and the serial rapist, sexual deviant husband that she has who will be back in the White House. The horrible, horrible things that will happen. And why wait until it actually happens? Let's imagine that it's underway. And what do we do? Do we just sit around and get drunk? Or do we take steps to ameliorate the problem, to counteract the problem, to talk about secession? If it's really that bad, do we do what? And I'm not really sure. So I want your listeners to go to gunlaws.com and tell me what they think we can do so we can prepare. And then if we don't need it, nothing ventured, nothing gained. And if we do need it, we're prepared. Be prepared. It's the Boy Scouts' solemn creed, and it's the right thing to do. And sometimes when you prepare for something ahead of time, you make it not happen. Didn't you ever do that? You got all your stuff ready, and you're ready for the flood, and you get ready to barricade your doors, and in case the water comes up too high, you have sandbags, and you did all that labor, and then the water didn't come, and it was all wasted. But it's really not wasted, so maybe we foreclose the possibility by getting ready for it, and then it doesn't happen. Hooray for our side. And I already started a list. I don't want to reveal it yet, but I started a list of what to do on the day after she's elected, so that if it comes, we're better prepared. And if you're not doing that now, if you're just going, oh, I hope it doesn't happen, I hope it doesn't happen, and then it happens, you're caught flat-footed. We can't allow that to occur. And one of the things that will motivate you is to go see Hillary's America by Dinesh D'Souza, which breaks next weekend. And he wants everybody to see it next weekend, because if the theaters are packed, it's an independent film, the theater watchers, the theater owners, gauge whether or not they want to show it based on the first weekend's opening attendance. And if the attendance is really strong, it'll show all over the country, and that'll have an effect. So go see it and learn some things you never knew about what Hillary's up to, about what's really going on in the country. And it's a marvelous, marvelous, inspiring film. I mean, I don't want to tell you what happened at the end, but I don't think I've ever seen this happen in a theater. And I was so lucky to get to go. I know somebody who works at one of the theaters. He got me a pass. And after we set up for the gun show this weekend, we left the show and went to the theater. And I got to tell you, it just gave me chills.
Yeah, he's great. He's a great filmmaker. Obama's America was a great film. I felt the same way when I saw it. And I've yours is the first review I've heard of this. Of course, I know the movie's coming out, and I will see it. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting him back on the program. He was a lot of fun to have on the show, that much I can promise you.
I didn't spoil it for you at all.
No.
I didn't tell you anything that's in it, and I don't want to because I want it to be a fresh experience. But I'm telling you, it was worth every minute of being there. It was just awe-inspiring. Would I edit it a little bit differently? Yes. But this brings up another issue I wanted to discuss with you, Mark. Part of the problem in America is that the left and the right are so far apart, we can't come together. Our side's going to see that movie. The choir is going to watch it. But I don't know how to get my friends on the left to go. I sit with several different groups who are far left. I don't know how to get them to go. They're not going to watch it. And if they did, they would go, well, it's propaganda. I don't believe it. It's not true. He documented everything. It's all true. But you folks in the audience, how do you get your relatives who hate guns or your friends who are Democrats, how do you even talk to them? It's like we can't do that anymore. How do you do it, Mark?
Well, I actually had conversation today with a Democrat who, you know, there's different levels
of that's true.
Liberalism. There's different levels. She is not quite like me. Therefore, we get along very well. What I mean by that is, let me tell you how she phrased a question today. She says, Mark, I have to ask you this question. And she asks the question and frames it in this way, because I really want to know what you say about this. She says, I'm not convinced about Hillary. And she goes, Donald Trump scares me to death, and I'm a lifelong Democrat, but I really want to know how you feel about this. And we have conversation. We have good conversation, and she's not argumentative about it. And we don't. There's no fighting. There's no animosity.
So you have
the feathers on your.
You have a mind.
Yeah.
There.
Well, listen. I was able to convince this individual. She's now a gun owner. Okay.
Right.
There are some people that are fixable, but let me go back to Hillary Clinton. And we've going to run out of time here in this segment. Sean, what do we got here? About 30 seconds. Okay. So let me set it up with this. I want to go back to, because fascinating stuff. The day after. I want to go to November 9th. Hillary wins the election. I'm going to give you my theory about what happens, Alan, when we come back, because I have been preparing for this. I have to. It's the only way I'm going to make it through, and I've been doing that for me personally. Haven't imparted anything to the listening audience yet because I haven't quite. Well, that's because I don't have all of it figured out yet. When I do, I'll let you know, because I owe you some assistance there. As the host of this program. But I'll tell you what I think a large majority of America is going to do on November 9th if Hillary wins. And it scares me. We'll be right back after this with the Alan Corwin Experience, gunlaws.com. Go there. Don't go away.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Hear previous broadcasts of Armed American Radio and join the blog discussion at armedamericanradio.com or on Facebook at Armed American Radio. Here again, Mark Walters.
Hey, you're listening to Multi-Platinum. That's Mark Wills. Take a listen. See?
Stretch arm strong.
Yeah. Okay, that's Mark Wills singing one of his big hits, 19-something. Now, I've been telling you for a while that Mark is going to be on the show. So I sent a text over. I had a text exchange with Mark just a couple days ago. I'm back on Friday. I said, hey, you in town to come to the Crossbreed Holster Studios for the show this Sunday, meaning today? And he replied, actually, I'll be in Florida next week. Sound good? I said, 10-4. So we're tentatively scheduled to have Mark Wills here in the studio with us next week, which is an awful lot of fun when it comes to Mark. He is just a great advocate for the right to bear arms, former host of the nationally televised Three Gun Nation, sings about it, talks about it. You can see him at every SHOT Show, at every NRA convention, and while he's out on tour. So make sure to go see him. Mark Wills, Mark Wills Music. Go look him up online. He's multi-platinum for a reason, okay? Multi-platinum. That's huge. You can go see him at the Grand Ole Opry one Friday a month, sometimes two Fridays a month. He's up there playing with the biggest names in country music, of which he is one of. So we're looking forward to hopefully getting him in the studios with us next week. In the meantime, very quickly, head over to USCCA On Air. Learn the one critical mistake to avoid when lives are on the line and your adrenaline is through the roof. You can see what happens when a responsible gun owner is challenged to put her deadly force decision-making to the test. It was all filmed. This is video 1 of 4. They're all free. No catch. Go watch them. Learn something from it. hopefully you'll see something that says, you know what, I want to join this organization. From those of you that send me the email every week telling me you did, thank you. Great decision. And now I know you know, and I appreciate the feedback. All right, Alan Corwin. The Alan Corwin experience continues. Before the break, I said I had a theory. I thought, I think I have an idea of what's going to happen on the 9th if Hillary Clinton is successful in beating Donald Trump. And I believe America, Alan, is to a point, because you mentioned it in the previous segment, that the two sides are so far apart. I don't think it's fixable. I don't think left and right in a day and age of internet, in a day and age of 8 years of Obama, the divisiveness that is now hatred in this country, there is deep hatred in this country between the two sides. I don't think that divide for the time being is fixable. I don't see that light at the end of the tunnel. And the internet and 24-hour news cycle are doing incredible damage to the psyche of the nation. Having said that, I think you're going to see a very large portion, I don't know how much it is, after the election, if Hillary Clinton wins, simply check out. They're done. They're not going to watch it. They're not going to pay any attention. She doesn't rule me. I don't live by her rules. She doesn't have the moral authority to tell me what to do. I'm living my life, and I'm done with this. And I think you're going to see a frighteningly large number of people do that. What are your thoughts?
I'm not sure what that means. I had a friend say, if Hillary's elected, it's over. That's it. It's over. What does that mean? What does that mean, it's over? She's going to pass a law, assuming she gets both houses of Congress, which may be the saving grace. The media,
yeah, she won't. But...
the media keeps talking about the down ticket. You know, if you Trump loses and we lose the down ticket. If she gets both houses of Congress, she can pass things that will hurt. You'll be owning contraband instead of your private property.
There you go.
And then you won't be able to walk around with things you can walk around with now, like books. She has wanted to have gatekeepers on the web. And certain things you can say now will become illegal to say if she gets her way. And if that happens, I see things moving towards secession. I see states deciding to leave the union if it gets that bad. I don't think it will. I hope it won't. I think things will continue to move in a normal way, and she'll be stopped by literally revolt at the legislatures on the state level. But who knows? We're going.
Well, you know, I hope you're right. I hope you're right about that. Yeah, I've always said this is a fun conversation to have.
It
is terrifying to have. It's frightening that we have to have it, but it's fun in the sense that we can put these theories out there and we can talk about them. And I think you're going to see a wide range of sentiment out there. I'm getting the emails out now. Believe me, I'm getting the emails from the, you know, this is all part of the plan. The shootings are part of the plan. This is part of the, you know, military, you know, martial law. So there's no, I mean, I'm seeing everything. I'm seeing every spectrum of email that you can imagine. And when I say check out, I think people are just going to say, you know what? I'm done with the politics thing. I've had enough of this. I think their televisions are going to go off. I think they're going to go about their daily lives, and I think they're just going to just literally say, I've had enough of this.
It's going to impinge on you, though, and we're going too far down this rabbit hole. Let me switch back to some – well, I don't know how I can switch back to some of these things. I have a list of bills and things that are going on that I wanted to discuss, but now we're so far down this hole. Let me switch for a minute and see where we can get.
Well, go and climb out of it. We can climb out. Here's how we climb out. Okay, forget what we were just talking about. You've got a list of bills. What are they?
Well, the no-fly list. Remember the no-fly list? I think we talked about this a little bit before. They wanted to pass a bill that says if you're on the no-fly list, then you can't buy a gun. And Obama said it's insane that somebody on the no-fly list can go buy a gun. The problem is the no-fly list is an arbitrary list of people. They're not charged with anything. They haven't committed a crime. It's a secret list. It's maintained by the police. So you got a secret police list. Secret police? This
right.
is from communist Russia. The United States doesn't do that. Well, the no-fly list was such a problem that the compromise bill that the Republicans sort of supposedly go along with, something called H.R. 5611, they got rid of the phrase no-fly. So it's not in there anymore, this as of July 1. But you know what it says now? It says anyone who's been investigated can't buy a gun. Now think about that. they can investigate anybody and then put you on the NICS index so that you can't buy a gun. This is worse than the no-fly list because they can investigate anybody, and it doesn't say who's investigated you. H.R. 5611, which I'm putting out, if you go to gunlaws.com and there's a box there to get on my email list, or just go there and check the new stuff button where I'll have this posted. H.R. 5611 says anyone who's been investigated in the last 5 years or anyone who's been investigated can't buy a gun. And only
some people are calling it the no-fly, no-fly list. In other words, if you were on the no-fly list and taken off of it and then try to buy a gun and they find out you were on it in the previous 5 years, even though you're not on it now, that's enough. So
it doesn't matter. It doesn't include the no-fly list anymore. It's just anyone who was investigated as possibly connected with terrorism in the last 5 years or anyone who's been investigated. And it doesn't say who. And it doesn't say who tried to buy a gun. It says if the attorney general is notified of a transfer, a transfer. So it doesn't even include a sale at a licensed dealer. This thing is so broad. And then here's the big lie. This is what really gets me. 90% of the public approves of the background check bill. There's no background check in this bill. Mm-hmm. It's anyone who's been investigated by any official. It doesn't define who did the investigation. This bill is so bad, denies any semblance of due process. If you've been investigated, they can deny the sale of a gun for 3 days. And if they want, they can issue an order and make it permanent. They can make it permanent by investigating you. They can say, well, let's investigate Mark Walters. Now your rights evaporate, and they can make it permanent, and you're allowed to go to court with a representative. They don't say who. You can't find out who charged you or what you're charged with, and that's it. And then you're done. You're cooked if you've been investigated. There's no no-fly list involved anymore. It's just if they investigate you, your rights go away. And 90% of the public agrees with this. 90% of the public doesn't know what it is.
Well, Alan, look, 90
agree with anything.
No, 90% of the public doesn't agree peanut butter goes with jelly. When we come back, the Alan Corwin Experience wraps up this hour of Armed American Radio. I want to take Alan a few different directions because I use his wit and wisdom. You hear me talk about some of the things he said, and I credit them to him. On the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Show. We'll go over some of those when we come back right here in the Crossbreed Ulster Studio.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to you join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today. Today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
I just don't understand the man who possesses no means to defend his family. To me, that's unconscionable. That's your number one responsibility.
I've been holding a gun in my hand since I was probably old enough to walk. I really have. It's part of my everyday life to be armed. I don't go anywhere without my gun.
You need to carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Why would you even consider that?
Now, back to the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Ah, Twitter over here. Who to follow? And it has Mitt Romney and Dick Morris. Who the hell wants to follow Mitt Romney and Dick Morris?
Two losers.
But Mitt Romney. Well, who cares about Mitt Romney? What'd this guy do? Lose a couple runs for president and then run his mouth because he's a little whiny, sore loser boy?
Loser.
And Dick Morris? Lose Dick Morris? Dick Morris, I think he didn't he get kicked off of Fox because he was terrible or something like that? I think it was. I'm not sure. Hey, then I got a tweet here from, I put a tweet out earlier today. Actually, my Facebook, Armed American Radio, Facebook at Armed American Radio, facebook.com/Armed American Radio. What I put up there, links to the Twitter feed, to my personal Twitter feed at AAR Mark. And I put, this is what happens when your president sympathizes with un-American radical cop-haters and legitimizes them by inviting them to the White House. And the article that was attached to it was the article on the 3 dead police officers in Baton Rouge. And somebody by the name of Truth Seeker put, you are part of the problem in America. You are blanking, 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 blank. So, hey, Truth Seeker, thanks for that tweet. You should go out and have a salad, a Cobb salad. You might feel better. Let's go back to the great Alan Corwin, the Alan Corwin Experience. Alan, welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios, brother.
Hey, good to be here.
I saw on the news that it was really hot in Phoenix. I mean, they were making a big to-do about it. Then it dawned on me that it was mid-July, and it's usually averages about 108 degrees in Phoenix right now. So, you know, I'm just saying.
I packed out of the gun show. It was about 110 degrees. My brother gave me a call. said, Rick, I can't talk to you right now. I'm sweating. I'm loading. It's really hot. And my daughter, God bless her, she called me and said, Dad, can I come over to the house and help you unload? Honey, it would be so appreciated. It's good to have family, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, but it's a dry heat, so.
You know, I love the heat. People don't understand it. When you come out to Phoenix, if you don't like the heat, you don't stay here. And if you do, it's like a sauna with no walls. It's wonderful. But loading out a gun show in that heat is really tough. It just
Yeah. It is, and it does trick you. That heat tricks you. When you come from a climate like I do down south where we were out, it was brutal hot today out here.
Because of the humidity.
And, well, a combination of, you know, 98 degrees and that humidity was tough. And it is. It was difficult. But then you switch gears and you get out to Phoenix. There's a big difference between that humidity and that desert heat. And, boy, I tell you, that desert heat at 106, 108 degrees sneaks up on you quickly.
It's inspiring. It's biblical.
I think so. I love the heat. I'm like you.
It's like being in the desert in the Bible. It's inspiring. I have about 7 or 8 articles I want to finish for Town Hall, Daily Caller. I'm now writing for the Blue Press, Dylan's Blue Press.
Right.
I write for Concealed Carry Magazine. I'm writing for American Handgunner. And I have people coming up to me saying they saw the articles. They love them. I put them up at gunlaws.com so everybody can see them. And as I mentioned at the top of the program, we have some laws changing. We have new law in Texas, which people have to find out about. We have new laws coming out in Arizona, which I'm working on. And I'm trying to get a count on how many gun cases there are at the Supreme Court. You know, I wrote that book on the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
There were 92 cases when the Heller case came up and 96 cases when McDonald came up. And now we're up to 116 gun cases at the Supreme Court. And if you listen to the news or to the mainstream, so-called mainstream media, oh, the Supreme Court hasn't said much. And Hillary wants to turn it around, thinks Heller was decided wrong. Every case up to Heller was consistent with an individual right, and even logic says this. Because if you don't have a right to keep and bear arms, how come there are gun stores? How come you don't have to join the militia to walk
well,
into a gun store and buy whatever you want? Just common sense tells you this. But you get so inundated and so browbeaten by the mainstream that you think, well, maybe I don't have rights. But if you open your eyes and look, which is what I do with my uninvited ombudsman style and writing, you look and you go, well, but there's gun stores. You don't need to go join the National Guard to buy a rifle and 5,000 rounds of ammo and go out shooting. Do you know the shooting sports are the number 2 participant sport in the country? It's bigger than golf, but mm-hmm. the media ignores it, and this is what we have to live with. It's horrendous. I wish everybody could read what I write and listen to what you say on the radio. And we're marginalized by these bigots in the mainstream who want you to believe Black Lives Matter. I'm on a roll now, Mark. Black
go,
Lives Matter.
Go. But the mic is yours. I'm going to start playing music in the background.
There's 6,000 black-on-black murders in the ghettos. You're not even supposed to say ghetto. 6,000 black-on-black murders. Where are the 6,000 murder trials? Where are the murder trials? They have trials, show trials for one case, and they make a big deal out of it. But here we have 6,000 murders and no trials. And the media doesn't even mention it. You mentioned that I have the demographics of this up on gunlaws.com. You can push the gunshot demographics button at mm-hmm. gunlaws.com and look at where the murders are. They're all in one area in Chicago. We don't have guns on the street. We have guns in the bad neighborhood. We have all the guns you could want in North Scottsdale, and nobody shoots each other. And we have guns in South Phoenix, and there's gunfire all night long. There's guns in the bad neighborhood. There's guns with bad people. It's not a gun problem. It's a demographic problem. And the media doesn't want to accept it, doesn't want to recognize it. And this is what we face. And on a program like yours, the truth comes out. On gunlaws.com, my editorials come out. Fortunately, there are some magazines and newspapers that run this stuff. For the most part, the narrative is guns are bad. The truth is guns are good, guns save lives, guns stop crime, guns are why America's still free. The people who want to take guns away don't want to take them away from the police. They understand guns are good. They want the cops to have guns. They like guns. They just want somebody else to hold it for them, which is immoral. It's okay for somebody to risk their lives to save them, but they don't want to have to do it, and they want to take your guns away so that you're at risk. This is what we face. It's insanity. And then they want to elect Hillary because she's a woman. That's her main claim to fame?
Ooh. Oh, I know. And I could have just let you go.
I could, too, if I wasn't so exhausted.
We've got about a minute and a half before we're going to hear some of the outro, if you will, to this week's. Alan, I want to thank you for being here. You know, it was very short notice, and I appreciate you. I know how busy you were today. You had emailed me back that you were going to be at a gun show this previous week. But, boy, did you top off a lineup with Gottlieb, with A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News, followed by Kevin Sturrett from Oregon Firearms, and now you. You know, it was interesting. The entire cast of characters on Armed American Radio today was all coming out of the Pacific time zone, and I don't think that's ever happened. But, hey, listen, I'm looking forward to you guys dodged a bullet with Bloomberg. We didn't even get a chance to go there, but that's going to pop back up in 2018. We all know that. I'm looking forward to getting out there in the very near future. You know, I'll be talking at the AZCDL. I'll be with you out there for that. And I'm probably going to pop out there
the
one
banquet?
Time. Oh, I wouldn't miss the luncheon for anything in the world. Can't wait to step to the podium again. You know I love you guys. That's home to me. Alan Corwin, gunlaws.com. Thanks, Alan, for everything that you do, for the writings and everything else. Boy, this monster broadcast has come to a close already. That was Alan Corwin, the Alan Corwin Experience. We're going to get up and do it all again tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense because we can and because they don't like it. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to be. And I'll see you on the radio.
Just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights. If you'd like to contact the show or get more information, it would be great to hear from you. Just go online and visit armedamericanradio.com.
That's armedamericanradio.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.